This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joining us right now is Joel Corey. It's been a while since we've had Joel on the show, former sports agent, and he is for CBSSports.com, their NFL contract and salary cap expert, at Corey Joel on X on Twitter. So you know the situation going on here with Terry McLaurin, so let's start there. How and when do you think this gets resolved? How does it play out here over the next few weeks?
I suspect this gets done right around the time training camp starts at the latest. Dan Quinn had a very good approach at the mini camp when he said something to the effect that this is one of those times where football and business intersect. He's just rolling with the punches. So I anticipate that he'll be there, if not the starting training camp, a couple of days thereafter. I'd be shocked if this ends up being one of these long, drawn-out contract disputes.
So what do you think the deal looks like when they get there?
Well, it's a very narrow range. One, if the Commanders are below T. Higgins, that's a non-starter, and I would be insulted if I'm Terry McLaurin, because T. Higgins is the number two receiver. Top of the number two receiver market is $28.75 million per year. Might be a number one receiver if he got into the open market and was playing someplace else, but in Cincinnati, he's a number two receiver. All number two receivers aren't relevant. Now, I wouldn't be paying more than CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's a better receiver. That deal was done last year. That's at $34 million per year. That had $100 million in guarantees, $67 million fully guaranteed at signing. The most recent relevant data point to me is DK Metcalf. Metcalf, in his trade from Seattle to Pittsburgh, signed a somewhat backloaded four-year extension, averaging just under $33 million per year, where the Steelers can really get out of it after 2 years and paying $60 million. That being said, I don't really see a deal that gets done below Brandon Ayuk. That was a guy who, he's younger, signed for $30 million per year, four-year extension last year with San Francisco, with $76 million in total guarantees, $45 million fully guaranteed to sign. You got a small, narrow range. One of the problems is age, because you're talking someone who's going to be 30 really at the early part of the regular season in September. And DK Metcalf is 2 years younger. You don't really have a lot of comps for 30-year-old receivers that work in this case, so that's probably the biggest hurdle.
From the team standpoint, do you see this being – you've done so many of these and you've watched some of these, you know, so many of these play out. I thought right from the beginning, it's going to get done, but it's tricky because of his age, as you mentioned. And the other part is kind of determining what Terry McLaurin really is. He's clearly a number one, but where is he on the list of number ones? Do you think that that's a part of this negotiation as well? And I'm curious as to where you think he ranks among number one receivers.
Well, if the agent is thinking, well, Ja'Marr Chase just became the highest paid non-quarterback, there's a big difference or gap between where Justin Jefferson is and where Ja'Marr Chase is, and I need to narrow that gap, that's got to be a non-starter for the Commanders. We're talking $40.25 million versus $35 million. I don't know anyone who would take, who wouldn't take those two guys over Terry.
Right.
So that, if he's thinking that range, he's going to have to readjust expectations. There were six receivers last year who were named to the All-Pro teams by the Associated Press, the official one.
Yep.
He was one of them.
Yep.
He arguably had a career year last year. One thing that he can point to is look at the rotating cast of characters he's had throwing him the football until last year. It ain't pretty. There hasn't been quarterback stability. It's been mediocrity, and he's been very productive. He's outproduced DK Metcalf, at least that's what the agent's going to say. Now, from the team, I'm looking at it, well, DK Metcalf, although the productivity lags a little behind, he has some rare traits. The guy is 6'3", 240, a physical freak in nature, great speed. So I would be using that to try to depress where this is going to go if I'm the Commanders. Besides the age.
Yeah, I mean, I get into this all the time with my listeners. I love Terry. Terry's a true number one receiver. But it's a position that is so, so packed with star receivers. Chase and Jefferson are in a different class. I mean, if you want to throw, you know, A.J. Brown into that conversation, go ahead. You know, Metcalf, kind of like A.J. Brown, is, you know, a big, strong guy that we've seen dominate games at times. That's not necessarily Terry. So, you know, the age, and then it's like, where is he? Is he around 10? You know, is he plus or minus 10? Is he the 8th best receiver? Is he the 12th best receiver? And then you get into age, and then you look at the contracts, and I think there's, you know, some trickiness to it. But you think it gets done, and you think ultimately it looks like at the, you know, very end of this, how many years, what gets guaranteed, and what's the average salary?
Well, I don't think there's a deal that's under $30 million per year, because the question I would ask, hoping if I didn't get the answer I wanted, there'd be a problem. Since Adam Peters came from the 49ers, he knows what Brandon Ayuk can and can't do.
Yep.
So my question would be, who'd you rather have, my guy or Ayuk? If he says Ayuk, we got a problem. It's going to be north of 30. I don't think it quite gets, it's not going to get to CeeDee Lamb 34, at least I don't think so.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter how many years you do, because this is not going to be, he's not going to sign another contract, at least a big money one. This is his last big one. But here's one other thing you have to keep in mind. The Commanders cannot really stick a franchise tag on him next year. It's going to be too cost prohibitive because of the way the 120% of prior year salary works. When you say prior year salary, that's really salary cap number with a couple of minor adjustments. Now, you can't pin down the exact amount of what his tag is going to be because he has that $250,000 Pro Bowl incentive, which will get added back in after the calculations if he's a Pro Bowler again, so it'd be likely to be earned. But the way the calculations work, it's going to at least be $30.2 million. Could be $30.45 million, and then to franchise him a second time, you're talking slightly over $36 million. So you wouldn't franchise him, hypothetically, say you did in 2026. You wouldn't do it in 2027 because another 20%.
Right.
So you kind of, he has a little bit of leverage from the standpoint. You got to get something done with him. Also, this is, you're in win now mode. You have a cheap quarterback you don't have to pay for a couple of years. So if you actually have to overpay a little bit for your most productive skill position player, then so be it. Well, I think the guarantees, you had 60 fully guaranteed at signing for Metcalf. So he's probably going to be looking for that. The last 20 of the guarantees for Metcalf are injury only. Given that CeeDee Lamb is at $67 million fully and $100 total, maybe if you can go to the 60 fully and the 80, which can become fully guaranteed, not just straight injury guarantee, it might be in that range.
You know, one of the things as you were talking through the franchise tag, the one thing that would be a benefit for the team, and I'm not suggesting that they would go down this path, is just cash outlay. I mean, they're only paying 1 year at a time. They're not, you know, they're not guaranteeing, it's not 60 at signing and then another, you know, 20 beyond that guaranteed in escrow. And the only reason I bring that up, Joel, not that I really believe this is an issue, but they paid $6 billion and needed 20-plus limited partners to do it less than 2 years ago. They've put nearly $100 million into the existing stadium. They've got a massive expenditure on the stadium that they hope ends up at the RFK site. And in 2 years, when they can pay Jaden Daniels, that's likely to be the biggest contract in NFL history, or at least it's possible. So I was, you know, I'm curious if you gave that any thought, you know, as to whether or not this would be the biggest cash outlay they've given for a player since they took over the team, Terry's contract. I mean, would something like that even be in play in your mind?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Not at over $30 million as a franchise tag, because that would be a lot for a receiver. It's not going to be the formula amount. It's going off his salary or cap number, because his cap number this year is $25.5 million.
Yeah.
There'll be some minor adjustments to that, but I don't know if they want to carry him at 30 next year on the cap. That's the problem.
Yeah, good point.
So that's why I think he's got a little bit of leverage there.
Yep.
Now, one thing you could look at as a way to try to get this thing done is the deal, current extension, the 3-year extension, averaged $23.2 million. The cap's gone up 34% since then. So if you adjust the deal for salary cap inflation, you're just a shade over $31 million per year.
Right. So what do you think Jaden's going to get in the, you know, winter, early spring of 2027?
Well, that's kind of hard to predict right now. One, he has to continue to build upon what happened this year. You once had a quarterback who won Rookie of the Year, had injuries, and wasn't the same guy. So I'm going to caution a little bit until I see year two. One, I want to see there's a guy down, not too far down the road. I'm curious to see when that contract gets done, who's another dual-threat quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes. And C.J. Stroud, if he kind of took a slight step backwards last year, from his rookie year. He has been to the playoffs two straight years. So another strong year. The Texans aren't afraid to pay top dollar. So I don't know where that one comes in. A guy that depends on where C.J. Stroud, how he plays next year. But is that Derek Stingley Jr. contract is the indication? The new money is $30 million per year, which dramatically reset the quarterback market. Then you could have a 7 in front is the first digit for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. So I don't know how closely you follow the entire roster, but who's first in line to get paid next offseason? Because they don't have to pay Jaden until 2027 at the very early. So I don't know how closely you follow the overall roster here, but given that they don't have to pay Jaden until 2027 at the earliest, who's next in line next offseason? Who do you see getting?
Well, first guy that comes to mind, sorry to cut you off, Laremy Tunsil.
Of course, yeah.
You brought him in.
That's right.
To be the left tackle, protect Jaden Daniels. That's going to be the guy you have to pay. I'm surprised he hasn't pushed for it this year. Typically, if you give up significant compensation for someone and you don't get the deal done around the time of the trade or not, and there's not a big lag time, you usually end up paying through the nose for that type of guy. Now, the one exception for that has been Russell Wilson. They did the deal 2 years early, and they would have been better off waiting. But you saw in Seattle, more compensation than this Tunsil trade. But with Jamal Adams, they didn't get it done immediately the following offseason. They had to reset the safety market.
Right.
Tunsil the first time around wasn't done in conjunction with the trade. And he became the first $20 million per year offensive lineman. That put him in position to be the first $25 million per year offensive lineman. So you probably want to get deals done when you give up significant compensation. They gave a lot more for him to go to Miami to Houston than this time around. Nonetheless, still pretty significant. You probably want to get these types of things done sooner rather than later. That's what history shows us.
What are your thoughts overall on Washington entering year two of Jaden Daniels after their best season in over 30 years last year?
Well, you're doing what you should do when you found the quarterback and he's cheap. This is your window. So you are in win-now mode because once he becomes expensive, you can't pay everybody, and it gets a lot harder to sustain success. The Texans went all in after C.J. Stroud's rookie year in terms of bringing people in, doing extensions. So, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. I just kind of jokingly thought we were going to see the Bobby Bethard, George Allen type thing. I'm going way back where you give away all your first-round picks for the next 2-3 years.
Yeah.
But it didn't quite get to that point. But nonetheless, you bring in Lattimore to show up and need a corner during the middle of last year. I'm giving him a mulligan because of the hamstring injuries that we'll see more of what we thought he would be this upcoming season. You've got Tunsil coming in. You bring back some of the seasoned veterans who played at a very high level. Debo on the trade. Yeah, it's now or never, but you'll still have an extended window if Jaden Daniels is who we think he is going to be on a go-forward basis, because that's the hardest piece to find, the quarterback.
Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it, Joel. Take care, and hopefully you're right and the Terry deal gets done before camp.
Thanks for having me.
Joel Corey, everybody. This thing's going to get done. I keep saying that. What if it doesn't? So what? He'll play 1 year, and then they'll get a deal done at some point during the year or afterwards. You don't want to go down that franchise tag path with him in 2026. You don't want that. Albert Breer, I don't know what he was on recently. Maybe it was one of those SI.com things. But he did say there's still a lot of work to do on the Terry McLaurin contract extension. But he said, quote, I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks. But it's still not in a great place. We'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. I mean, people have picked up on that line. It's still not in a great place. It never is until it's actually done. Deadlines make deals, and let's not forget the historical sort of, you know, the history of the 49ers with contracts like this, which is where Adam Peters came from. They tend to get done later, not earlier. Not cowboy late, but later. And they tend to drag out. And you know, there are many in the, you know, business that feel like time typically works for them. We'll see. It doesn't always work that way. But I expect a deal to get done. I can't imagine Terry playing on a one-year deal. Saquon Barkley once again took a jab at division foes, including Washington. We'll tell you what he said over the weekend when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
All right, well, we have a trade, and unlike last hour, we got a lot more details here. The Pittsburgh Steelers are sending Minkah Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth-round pick to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh-round pick. The WNBA is expected to expand. They have announced via the AP they are expanding to three new cities, Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia, over the next 5 years, giving the league a total of 18 teams. EA Sports has announced, or teased rather, that they are reviving their hit NCAA basketball video game series that was retired in 2010. And the Nats have announced AARP as their New Jersey patch sponsor. Speaking of the Nats, they went in extras last night by a score of 7-4. Jacob Young tied the game with an RBI single in the top of the ninth, and James Wood had a historic day at the plate. He became the first player to be intentionally walked four times in a game since Barry Bonds. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, shades, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.